You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Life's hard, but life can be hard for proper reasons as well. And joining me in the studio, Toby and Louis. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are from Mana for Men. Now, that sounds like a caring environment for good, honest gentlemen.
Yeah, no, I'd definitely say so. I think Mana has a lot of meaning, you know, respect. So absolutely, I think it's a good cause for men, but also anyone involved around the issue of mental health.
Because that's what we're here to talk about, isn't it? You guys, not long ago, a couple of, you know, a year or so ago, maybe came up with an idea, did you say?
About maybe max 6 months.
Yeah. The initial conception was around the idea of, you know, keeping fit, keeping healthy, but the actual effect of kind of pushing this campaign around mental health and mental illness, yeah, a couple of months ago.
We have this ridiculous and hard to pinpoint why we have such a high suicide rate in this country, and it doesn't seem to be going away. I remember doing some stuff on BFM and on TV about it like 15 years ago about how we had this extraordinarily high suicide rate in young men and young people in New Zealand. Yeah, for whatever reason, I think, you know, it's interesting too with the difference of the time differences, for the same reasons but also different reasons again, you know, that it changes with the times as well.
One of the big things we're kind of noticing, Mike, is with the stigma kind of around mental health at the moment, especially for, you know, young men, just the way to kind of like, you know, talk about your feelings, how you're actually like truly feeling. That's the thing we really want to challenge and say, like, look guys, it's okay, like we all go through this and it's okay to open up and talk about it. So I think with our campaign, that's been one of the biggest kind of issues we want to tackle, is just young men getting out there and talking with friends, with family, about what's going on.
I feel like growing up I kind of had good people around me that I could talk to, but even then I look back and I go, I never talked to them as much as I should have, you know. I should have talked to them a lot more, and then there's people who aren't lucky enough to be in an environment or aren't around people like that or for whatever reasons, and I think that must be so hard for them, you know. And so it's nice that we're talking about mental health and we're aware it's Mental Health Awareness Week and all that sort of stuff. But it's actually the doing and the experiencing what it's like to ask for help and or to be there for somebody when they need help. That's all really important as well. Is that what you guys are sort of finding?
Well, we're definitely no professionals. If anything, what we're really trying to do. None of us here. So we're talking from a purely just, you know, what can we do? And we thought it's a great way to just, you know, start getting this out on social media and start doing things in person. We've been doing running events, a couple other things. And another thing we really wanted to do was just raise money for the Mental Health Foundation, because they do an awesome job here in New Zealand. Any way we can support that and, you know, support people that are truly going through some tough times.
So you guys obviously have gone through some interesting hurly-burly times yourselves or know people that have?
Well, we, like, it's funny because everyone's like, no one really talks about it as much, but in reality, everyone goes through it. And if you personally don't go through it, you have an experience with it. Like, every New Zealander has it, but no one talks about
it. It's friends, it's family, so it's, it could be anyone.
And also to very easy to say it's happening to somebody else and then not notice it's happening to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes you do have to take a bit of time out, especially this week, and just really reflect and just be like, hey, you know, am I okay? And I think one of the biggest campaigns we're noticing is that it's okay to not be okay. I think that's the first thing, you know.
If you have a look around, and you have a look around at this world that we live in and the things that we all do, I'd be blown away if anyone is actually okay, 100% okay.
Of course, man.
We've devised this world which does not lend itself to us being okay.
It's fast paced. You got to slow down sometimes.
So what you guys are doing, the stuff you've given here says you've got three goals for yourselves: change the world by creating an environment where young men can come together and build genuine connections with other young men and be fully comfortable talking about their feelings or emotional struggles. Raise awareness about the issue of mental health and fight the stigma surrounding talking about your feelings as a man. Provide financial support to other not-for-profit organisations in New Zealand supporting those with mental illnesses. So those are good goals, good honest goals. You know?
Thank you.
What do you think it is that has been because I know the growing up ones, when I was younger, being staunch and just holding your feelings in was almost considered an attribute. Do you still think that's the case?
Well, it's a very masculine quality, I guess, that idea of, you know, being stoic and not showing a lot of emotion. I think
I don't know if it's masculine, but it's perceived as being masculine.
Yeah, perceived
by some people,
as something that people would see. So I think it's something that, especially with in the Kiwi male, you know,
yeah.
I think it's something we've got to, you know, change or at least adapt to show that, yeah, you've got to have your vulnerable side. You've got to be able to, you know, express to people and really let them know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, and not just males either, though, females as well.
But of course, you know, everyone's affected by it. Yeah.
But it's nice to have the focus on the gentlemen who proportionately make up a huge amount of everyone that's in prison, everyone that's killing themselves. Yeah. You know, like statistically,
you look at where it's going, and it is. It's what is it? It was one in
so like out of 606 suicides last year,
which is absolutely phenomenal. It's and so sad, you know.
Like, and across the board, like while our name is Mana for Men, we're not. Like, we focus on men because that's who we can, like, we can relate to.
I guess,
but out of those 606 people, 457 were men.
Wow.
That's terrible, man.
It's really terrible, man. It's, and, you know, that's people who had convinced themselves somewhere or another that it wasn't worthwhile them being around the next day, which is just so sad and scary, you know. So because it is, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know. It'll be really good.
No,
could be really good. Could suck, but it could be really good, too. You know, it's, and... Yeah, and it's life's not supposed to go a certain way. It's supposed to be challenging, you know, and that's what makes us interesting. And you know, we find out about ourselves that way. So I mean,
absolutely.
Do you do you do something for a half marathon or something like that?
So I mean, we kind of.
I can't join you with that. I'm
just doing a marathon.
You said you could.
Sure,
you'll be there.
About that.
Sign you up next year?
You'll be there on the sideline cheering, I'm sure.
I can cheer for it, I love the idea of it. But I mean, the fitness thing's a big one for you guys?
Yeah, I think that's initially what's kind of kicked it off.
And when I say you guys, but when I say you guys, what is it just you two that are Mana for Men? Or is
there's a couple of us.
Was it an ever-growing group?
Yeah, it actually is. So it started out as five of us, and we took on like another one of our flatmates, Tapiwa.
Just some
awesome.
Friends.
And now we're like, I just had a meeting the other day and some other guy wants to join. And we're getting messages all the time like, hey, I'd love to get involved. Really passionate about this.
Yeah. I mean, and that must feel good. That must feel like you are achieving stuff. And you know, you're watching the light come out of someone's eyes or hearing somebody just that sigh of, oh, thank God I could talk to someone about that.
We're really noticing a shift, eh? There's a big change going on, even in our own lives, you know, people coming up to us talking about it, but also just, you know, what's going on in New Zealand. Like, a lot more initiatives are going around mental health. So if there's anything that we're doing to make a positive change, then that's awesome.
So what's the next thing? The half marathon's coming up. You've sort of done your organising for that, haven't you? The ASB marathon?
We got
28th of October. Us five founders are all running the full marathon.
Good.
And so we've signed up 28 confirmed runners under our name. So they're doing a half marathon, 12K, and some are doing full as well.
Mm. Cool. And there's some stuff in next week, so I said.
Yeah, there is. So, I mean, kind of as our last kind of effort to get some more money for the Mental Health Foundation, we're putting on a pub quiz just at the local Shadows Bar there. Kind of just a way to really sign off and just say thanks to everyone who supported us along the way. Also have a bit of a fun night, a safe night.
Yeah. What sort of people are you finding the ones that are most interested in getting involved?
Like, oh, it's definitely
Is it close friends of yours initially, or are people starting to
Initially, it was because, like, that's who you go to first. Mm-hmm. But since then, we do weekly runs every Saturday morning at about 10 a.m. New spot around Auckland. We get like a weekly run, only about 6K. And last week, we had a 26-year-old psychologist come along. He just messaged our Facebook page, "Hey, man, really love what you guys are doing. How can I get involved?"
So how can people get in touch with you guys?
So we have our socials, Instagram and Facebook, Mana for Men. Just search that up and you'll find us. But we're also doing, like, we only have two runs so far, but this weekend coming up on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Mount Hobson, we're doing a public run, and anyone and everyone is welcome to that.
Yep.
And we also pub quizzes, events, and just, like, just have a yarn with us, like, even if it's through DM on like social media.
Yeah, cool. And at the end of the day, any money that's raised goes to the Mental Health Foundation.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's kind of one of our biggest things is any way we can support them because they're a great service in New Zealand. So I think that's been a goal for us.
Hey, well, cool. Good on you, Toby. Good on you, Louis. Thanks for coming in, Mana for Men. And keep doing what you're doing. And it is so refreshing to hear everybody talking about this stuff. I know, and even if it sounds played out or sort of you're hearing it every time you hear the news or you see something on TV, it's so much better than not, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Cool. Thanks so much for coming in.
Cheers, no worries, thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.